I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
You know, they are not kidding when they say time goes faster the older you get. Man, this gets any faster, it's just going to be a whirlwind. I'm going to take off right into the sky like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz or something. Anyway, here we go. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It is time to play great old-time polka records and waltz records and whatnot for the next hour. So, yeah, that's where you just found yourself. Surprise! And we got to get right to work here. I got plenty of records we got to play. Let's do it. Polka Ambassador is going to start us out. I think we all know the Lichtensteiner Polka. Oh, man, that record was a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be. That is the Polka Ambassadors there. And the Lichtensteiner Polka, man, you just catch the DJ napping like that. What? It's only a minute and 53 seconds long. No wonder. Anyway, just like that, we find ourselves sailing through another edition of the Oompa Hour. Glad to have you along with us this week. A little bit of news to share here coming up in a little bit in the show. Some other weird stuff going on. I have no idea. It's a weird show. I'm in a weird mood, and I got all these records to play. And I dropped chocolate frosting on my watch band today, and it went through the little holes in my watch band and got down in there, and I had to, yeah, it was a mess. Be careful with the chocolate frosting. Watch those donuts, ladies and gentlemen. The Bukak Brothers are up next. This is the Dance Hall Brawl Polka.
Rychle odkemol tešli, have more thoughts in sound. Belkeros roch nastal lokale, donja roch se ten se bral.
All right, that is the Dance Hall Brawl Polka. I have no idea what he was singing, but it's apparently about a brawl in a dance hall. That is the Bukak Brothers here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week, we do this on purpose. Can you believe that? We gather around and play great old-time records here on the show each and every week. So glad to have you along with us once again. There we go. We'll have a Six Fat Dutchman record coming up in a minute. But before we do that, what if the Kramer Brothers, Frank, what if Frankie Kramer were to do Kramer's Polka? That almost seems ridiculous, doesn't it? Well, it's true. Here is Frankie Kramer. This is Kramer's Polka. There you go, Frankie Kramer, Kramer's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, playing the old-time records here. We do it every week, so don't be surprised, okay? Six Fat Dutchman coming up here in a second. Before we get to that, though, we do have some news in the polka world, and it's not happy news. Second time we have to report the passing of a polka legend from up here around the Iron Range of northern Minnesota. And maybe you know this guy, maybe you don't. But Ronnie Setnicker and the Button Box Showcase help people polka all around the area where we do the Oompa Hour up here in the Iron Range of northeastern Minnesota. He was from Bowabic, Minnesota, and he was still playing gigs up until just a few weeks ago. Ronnie Setnicker has passed away. The Slovenian music, polka music, was his passion in his life, says his daughter Shelby. It was a full life. He was a retired steel worker from LTV, a proud veteran of the Vietnam War, and he raised two daughters. But it was the music that meant the most. Shelby says, "It's the greatest gift my father ever gave me." He went on to sell his music and perform constantly. Setnicker was Grammy nominated, and his work is included in the Library of Congress. He died back on Thursday, August 9th, which, by the way, was National Polka Day, so I guess that's fitting. He was 79 years old. His daughter brought some of his accordions to the World of Accordions Museum in Superior last week. He had button box style diatonic and chromatic boxes. They were made in Slovenia, and they will now be on display at the World of Accordions Museum. And no, I'm not going to slide this into the commercial for the museum either. His daughters play as well. They performed on his last CD with him. She's on the board of the museum. She and her dad have performed there as well. She says of the museum, this is kind of the motherland of accordions. My dad loved this place. Ronnie Setnicker passed away. And about a month after the death of Father Frank Perkovich, who, of course, was one of the big pioneers of the polka mass. She says, my dad was very sad when Father Perk died, but now we're pretty sure Father Perk met him at the Pearly Gates, and there's a big polka party going on up there. So anyway, condolences to the family, and another legend from the world of polka music has passed on, Ronnie Setnicker. So there you go. And it would only make sense that we play a tune with Ronnie Setnicker and the band here in the Oompa Hour this week. Here he is with the boys, and this is the Silk Umbrella Polka. Setnicker and the band there with the Silk Umbrella Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And Ronnie passing away last week. He was 79. So, yeah, nominated for a Grammy and inducted into the Polka Hall of Fame at Iron World up in Chisholm, Minnesota, and also recognized by the Cleveland Polka Hall of Fame as well. So there you go. Back to business here on the Oompa Hour. Wow, that was far too much sadness for a happy people show. But anyway, we may as well talk about a World of Accordions Museum now, as long as we kind of brought it up, talking about Ronnie. Located in Superior, Wisconsin, and just a cool place to visit if you appreciate really any kind of music. You don't have to be a polka fan or even an accordion fan. It's fascinating. Over 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and whatnot on display there at the museum. They have all sorts of research materials, archives of information. They have a wonderful gift shop, a beautiful concert hall, and all kinds of fascinating things to take a look at and learn about while you're there. One of the few places where you can still learn to repair, maintain these instruments. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org, on the interwebs, located on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Stop by, pay them a visit if you have a chance. Nice place to start a vacation, really, because then you can head on up the North Shore of Lake Superior. The wife and I just did that about a month ago. Hadn't been up there for several years. It's not far from here, but we get busy, you know, and hadn't been up there for a long time. And just a beautiful trip. And you can start it in the Duluth Superior area, what we call the Twin Ports, and stop by the World of Accordions, World of Accordions Museum.org on the internet. All right, Six Fat Dutchman, standing by patiently here, ready to do the Champagne Polka. Six Fat Dutchman there, Champagne Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I just remembered, for some reason, that Six Fat Dutchman record reminded me of it, that for 2 weeks in a row now, I have promised to play A Wonderful by Stan Freberg, where he's doing a spoof of the Lawrence Welk Show. And I forgot it the last 2 weeks that I promised it, and darn it, we're going to play it right now. And this is not really something you can dance to. We only played this maybe once before in the whole history of the show. But it's a spoof of the Lawrence Welk Show, and it has plenty of accordion jokes and some polka jokes, and it's pretty darn funny. So just pour yourself a cup of coffee or grab a beer or whatever it is you're into there, and sit back and relax. This has been one of my favorite comedy bits for decades. And like I say, Stan recorded this back in 1957. And if you remember Stan, he was a satirist, a parodyist, advertising genius, and an all-around funny and entertaining guy. So pretend you're back in the 1950s, and you're listening to the Lawrence Welk Show on the TV there. It's probably sponsored by Geritol when you watched it, right? And here's Stan with Billy Mays Orchestra, the Judd Conlin Singers, and his cast. This is great stuff.
We're coming to you once again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. We've been getting lots of cards and letters from you folks out there in the television land. And we surely do thank you for all the cards and the letters from you folks out there in the television land. Starting us off tonight is our trio, the Lemon Sisters. And girls, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing thank you for all those cards and letters, you folks out there in television land.
Lent.
Lent.
An appropriate number. One and two and...
Thank you for all those cards and letters, you folks in television land. We wonder where this television land is. Could it be a couple of miles from where Disneyland is? Oh, well, nevertheless, you guys...
trouble machine. Turn off just a moment. I'm sorry. Hold it just a moment, please. Turn off the bubble machine. Please turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number. Wonderful, wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's that man with a deep, deep voice, Larry Looper. Larry, what are you going to sing for us, Larry?
I'm going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters.
That number has been taken.
Well, I'll sing The Funny Old Hills, then.
Good. One, and the two, and the... Hold it just a moment. The bubbles don't come till the end of the program. Turn off the bubbles. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry Looper, for that wonderful number. And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One, and two, and... No, that's not it. Thank you so very much. Now here's that young man about town from the brass section, Stony Stone Dwell, to sing Please.
Please. Lend your little ears to my plane.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's our champagne lady, Alice Lean. Alice is going to sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One and two and...
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Just pull it. Pull it. That's it.
Somebody stop the bubble machine. The whole ballroom is lathering up with bubbles. And now I can't see the cameras. Here, let me set the accordion down on the stage. And I'll try and fix that. Bear with us, folks. Just a moment, please. Gee, the time is running out and we haven't even played the polka. Wait a minute, boys. I didn't mean... Hold it, Alice. Don't polka on my accordion. Gee, Dad, it was a Wurlitzer. Hit the theme, boys. And so it's good night from all the champagne. Where's the cameras? There's so many bubbles, I can't. And so, friends, we help. The whole ballroom is shoving off the sea.
Sure is a clear night, ain't it, Captain?
Yep, matey. These are the kind of nights when the sea plays tricks on you.
Yeah, I recollect one night off Singapore.
Tricks, I say. Like that mirage off the port bow now.
What?
See it there? Kind of bubbly looking in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gee, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a catchy chant you're humming there, Captain. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It just keeps running through my head.
Let's go below and catch a little shut-eye.
Okay.
Help! Help! Wonderful, wonderful! Turn off the bubble machine.
Oh, yeah. Stan help. Freeberg! Kind of taking a little stab at the Lawrence Welk Show. Recorded that in 1957 with Billy May and the orchestra, Peggy Taylor, Dawes Butler doing some of the other character voices. Ah, great stuff. Let's get back to the real polka music now, shall we? How about Johnny Pecan and the orchestra and the old box polka? Johnny Pecan and the orchestra, that's the old box polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where we gather around the record players every week. We just sit around, play polka records and old-time records, which reminds me, I still need to find a waltz for this week's show, too. So I'll get to work on that while you listen to the Golden Tones doing the Take Me Baby Polka.
Come on and take me, baby. Don't say maybe.
that's the Golden Tones there, and Take Me Baby Polka. Some people call it the North, South, East, West Polka. I guess it all depends what band you are. Here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, it's the Old Time Oldies Show. I was going to tell you while we were talking about the Lawrence Welk Show a little bit ago, and I realized, and maybe I mentioned this, maybe I don't think I did. I think that I owe an improvement in my health recently to the Lawrence Welk Show. And here's the deal. For months and months, I've been feeling run down, crappy, tired, exhausted, hard to do stuff. I was pooped. And I remembered, I thought maybe I need Geritol because I remember the old commercials from the Lawrence Welk Show. They said, do you have iron poor tired blood? Then you need Geritol. And it's, you know, fancy liquid vitamins, whatever. And I thought, maybe I need Geritol. Kind of half kidding. And I thought, okay, so what's the deal with Geritol? So I looked it up and it has iron in it. And I thought, well, maybe I have iron poor tired blood. So I kind of spot checked my diet a little bit and realized I don't eat hardly any iron. And then I take a vitamin every day and various things like a person does. And I drink, you know, what is that? Insure Boost or one of those all the time. Because it's like chocolate milk and it's got nutrients. I thought, why not? But that too has no iron. So I went to my doctor and I said, I'm pooped and I'm tired and I don't know what's up. And I said, maybe I need iron. What do you think? So they do a blood test. I have like no iron in me. He's like, you are iron deficient like big time. So he starts me on these ramalama ding dong iron supplements about a month ago, and it's made a difference. So that would have never happened because they don't do an iron test in your blood as a regular blood test thing. And that would have never happened had I not thought about the Lawrence Welk Show and remember those old Geritol commercials. So see, sometimes you remember weird old stuff and it helps you out 40 years later. It's weird, man. All right. Now, we always try to get a waltz into every show. Every Oompa Hour has at least one waltz 99% of the time. And I have Johnny Vadnall in the orchestra. This is the My Alice Waltz.
Thank you.
Johnny Vadnall and the band there, and the My Alice Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week doing this, I'm telling you, you know, we haven't played a Whoopi John record for a while. At least it feels like we haven't played one for a while. So I pulled one out here. We're ready to roll. Whoopi John and his band. It says so right on the record. This is the Unita Polka. Whoopi John and the band there, Unita Polka, on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every week we're together, we're doing this, we're playing old-time records, and you're there listening. It's fabulous, I'm telling you. All right, as long as the show somehow took a twist for the weird this week, right after that Stan Freberg number, I think, things have started to get a little unstable here on the show. I had this record pulled out last week to play, and I didn't get to it. And most of you will not know this cat. But around here in the Iron Range, northern Minnesota, people will know Bobby Arro. That's A-R-O. And I think I played Bobby on the show quite some time ago. And he kind of invented a language called Finglish, a combination of Finnish and English. They did radio shows up here in the Iron Range, Minnesota for years. Extremely popular. And he used to sing these silly little songs. And he did. There were a series of different songs all about Highway 7 up here. And this is the number 7 Schottische. And for people listening to the Oompa Hour here in Minnesota, you probably remember Bobby Arro. And for the rest of you, you're going to sit there for about the next 2.5 minutes going, what the heck is this? This is the number 7 Schottische.
Well, here we go with another couple of 2-3 minutes needle scratching. Here's the ghost now. When I'm feeling pretty high from the gully, I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway, known as number 7. And then the kappakas all close tight, I do the only thing that's right. I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway, known as number 7. If you ever come and visit, there's one thing you will see. 15 blonde-headed Finnish kids that look exactly like it me. I feed them kalamojakka, Sometimes three scroony burro are in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. So I'd better take you away, guy. It's a one-room shanty with a trail in the back leading to the resting room. And there's a sauna there where I change underwear every June. My Minnie and my mother-in-law, you'll see, beating the dickens out of me in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. Not the Uxcox Polome or the Nellie V. Scoos, but the highway number 7. Yeah, yeah.
I'm no expert, but that's a pretty tough shottish, wasn't it? Anyway, Bobby Arrow and the number 7 shottish here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That record goes back on the shelf in the miscellaneous category. I'm telling you that. Now, about a week ago, my wife is out shopping with my daughter, and they're out doing this. They're going to all the secondhand stores and thrift shops and all that sort of thing. And they're pretty well trained over the years to watch for stuff that I would buy were I with them. And she sends me a picture of a Frank Yankovic record and says, should I buy this? Well, of course you should. I said, I don't believe I have that one. And this has got to be an oldie because, you know, there's Frankie Yankovic. There's Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks. This is Frank Yankovic and his orchestra. And I don't remember seeing another record that refers to Frank Yankovic and his orchestra. Usually it's Frankie, at least, or it's with the Yanks. And this is I can't even find any information on this record. And it's got to be a really early 33-speed record, too, because this is just weird. But it seems to play okay. I have not tested it all the way through. Might have a couple crunchy spots, but let's give it a whirl, shall we? Frank Yankovic and his orchestra. This is the Detroit Polka. Yankovic and his orchestra. That's the Detroit Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm very glad that record played okay, because that's an oldie but a goodie, I'm telling you. All right, we still got a ways to go here in the Oompa Hour this week. How about Lil Wally, backed up with Casey Sawarski's orchestra? This is the Jukebox Cheer. They have it, Lil Wally, and instead of being with the Harmony Boys, he's with Casey Sawarski's orchestra on that particular one, entitled The Jukebox Cheer, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners, I'm not kidding, are coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, we got time for, at least a couple more in the Oompa Hour this week. Let's see how things shake down here. Oh, I promise you, Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. This is the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. right, now, while that was playing, I was trying to get the next record ready, and here's the deal. I've got an old RCA 45 from the 50s when they used to print them on different colored vinyl for the music, and I can make out on it that it is the Land O'Lakes Polka, which I thought was fitting since this show is done in Minnesota, and this is the Land of Lakes here. More than 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. And I can't for the life of me read the name of the performer on this record, and I've played it before, and I know I can read it. But it's one of those, it's a dark green label with, like, gold lettering that has faded away over the last 70 years, and I'm holding the record in my hand. It is not on the record player yet. Normally, I have it ready to go, and I'm trying to read who it is. Oh, there we go. I think I can catch a little. It looks like it's Lawrence Dukow and the orchestra. Man, oh, man, I had a tough time coming up with that. You ready for, I think it's Land O'Lakes Sweetheart. I'm pretty sure, anyway. I'm telling you, when they had the idea to print these multicolored little bitty labels with the fine gold ink printing on them, nobody can read these things. What is wrong with you people? RCA clearly made a tactical error there. Let's see if I can. I'm getting this one rolling live here. All right, Lawrence Dukow and the orchestra and my Land O'Lakes Sweethearts.
Sweetheart with eyes so blue, oh Land O'Lakes, sweetheart with heart so true, from the land of blue waters and climate so fine, oh Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, for you I pine. I'm wondering how you are as I sit here tonight, and you by blue waters bathe in moonlight so bright. Does the wind in the pines bring my message of love? Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, heed its call from above. Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, with eyes so blue. Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, with heart so true. To the land of blue waters I soon shall return. Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, I'll never more yearn.
All right, Lawrence Dukow, we will assume that's the Red Raven Orchestra with him, because I can't read the little bitty words on the record. I'm going to have to put a magnifying glass in the studio. I had one. I don't know what happened to it over the last few months. But anyway, and then I thought I was going to fit in another song. That's not going to happen. It's out of control this week. But nonetheless, it's been a blast, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour is recorded at the studios of KEBS Radio, beautiful downtown Bowie, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. That wraps it up for another week. Back to have another shot at it next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!